a little hip hop. Start the show a moment or two late because our true East Side Thug is here today. Ashley's here with us. Floyd is off. He had a late show last night in Ann Arbor. 5:46 on Friday, May 31st. 5 months of the year are done. So Ashley's here. We're going to talk about getting hit on and whether or not you think card tricks or magic tricks or a nice icebreaker. I don't really care about your answer. I'm going to try it. The 5 second rule, panel full of ladies after 8 o'clock to get you qualified for a flyaway to Vegas. Latino, there's a lot going on this weekend. Old West End Festival, Maple and Main in Sylvania, Latino Festival. Our friend Cheryl will be on with us after 8:30 to talk about that. And small business shout outs. We've missed that because we've had a busy couple of segments in the 9 o'clock hour the last few weeks. So if we missed it, get it to us now and throughout the morning. We'll get them on the air between 9 and 9:30. If you're a small business, wait, if you like to patronize a small business and you're not related to the people, get it over to us on our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. 5:47. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and our girl Ashley is here.
Good morning.
Is it?
Good morning. It's so early.
When's the last time you got up this early?
I get up this early often. I'm just not like up and out of the house.
Do you really get up this early?
Yeah. A lot of the times between like 5:45 and 6-ish.
Because you like...
At least like 3 days of the week. Because I want to like get up and get myself ready before the kids wake up. Mm-hmm. There's something very enjoyable about being able to shower without someone looking at you in the morning.
I wouldn't know. I'm usually the one doing the looking.
Because you're creepy.
I am very creepy.
Just kidding. You're not creepy. No, there's something about it. Like being able to wake up, have my own iced coffee.
It's peaceful.
Yeah.
Because you're
the calm before the storm.
Right.
If you will.
Yeah. AKA the kids.
Yes. The kids are like, they come in like a wrecking ball. Everything's like, I need this. I need my chocolate milk. Where's my food? Where's my breakfast?
Who gets it first, Parker or Tucker?
It depends. Totally depends. Typically, Tucker. He goes to bed last, wakes up first. He's getting older. Parker's like, give me my 13 hours of sleep. They go to bed around like 7:30.
That early?
7, yeah.
Can we talk about the Tucker thing from yesterday, the good news?
Yeah. I'm excited. Just go for it. We've been going to private school. We live in South Toledo. And we are in a different district. We're trying to get into a different district. And we found out that we got it yesterday. So we're super excited. Yay!
You don't want to say where as...
I can say Beverly.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if you were holding back as to one in case someone was listening to the show and they're like, you know what? Listen, I'm looking for a new kid to snatch. And
Yeah, you never know.
Trust me.
He hasn't gone there yet. And he'll be picked up and dropped off. So there'll be no time for snatching.
And I've seen this kid. You'd give him back. You wouldn't last a day with him. Or I didn't want you, this is like a high honor, like parents gun for this, right?
I mean, I think anyone like for out of district stuff, it's hard to get into, especially like kindergarten is the first year, like that's super hard. Like if you try to get into like a different school during kindergarten, that's like the golden ticket. Like that's what you want. Just because you can start your kid one place and you never have to like turn them into a different school. You never have to like deal with that again. But like now that we're in, like, we're in. We don't have to go through this again. He can ride out till he goes to junior high or high school.
How Beverly goes to middle school?
I don't even know. I think it goes to eighth grade.
Okay.
No.
And then, so how does, we've never talked about this before. And I know you have other things in your life to concern yourself with, and mm-hmm. a lot can change, but do you have any like semblance of a long-term plan? Like, do you guys want to move so he doesn't go to what, Bowser?
Yeah, so I don't know that we'll... I don't know what other public high schools he would go to. The thought process, I think, kind of is that so much has changed in, like, the past 5 years. Like, since we bought our house, like, 10 years ago, so much with the districts has changed that I don't know that he would go to Bowser or that we would switch it up and try to go somewhere else. Probably now, though, we can probably afford to save up for high school. So if you'd want to go into like St. John, St. Francis, Central, one of those, I don't know.
high schools might not, I guess I'm actually asking a question that might not be relevant when it's time to make the decision. High schools might not exist.
Sure.
When 13 years or 10 years, whatever it is, when he'd go, because, I mean, the system is constantly changing. Maybe more things will be like Penta.
No, and I'm fully supportive. Like, I hope and I pray that he goes to, like, a trade school or takes something up. Like, I hope he wants to be a mechanic. Because I'm like, in 20 years, like, none of the friends that I have, like, two friends that know how to actually work on cars and that are actual, like, licensed mechanics. Like, those are going to be the jobs that are paying, like, you know, $68 an hour. Because nobody knows how to fix stuff.
No. No.
Electricians. Anything like that.
Those blue-collar jobs will seemingly last longer than a lot of other things because they would be very difficult to automate.
Yep.
Then again, we're going to have flying cars by the time he's ready to go to school. So
flying cars break down.
They'll fix themselves or like when one breaks, another one will just materialize and come out of nowhere.
Just morph into a new flying car.
Did you go to college? You didn't go to college, did you?
I did. I started college, I took a semester off, went back to college, realized, wow, I can do something very similar and make way more money if I move.
Why do I think you went to, did you go to Ohio?
University?
Yeah.
No. I just went to Owens. Hmm. Just Owens. And then I kind of went to Bowling Green, but I didn't actually attend. I just partied there from like Thursday to Sunday.
Were you enrolled?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
See,
I got more parking tickets there than I probably like than a person that was enrolled.
That's your tax. Consider that your ticket fee to get into the parties.
For sure.
Yeah. It is 5:53. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Floyd is out today. He had a late night working in Ann Arbor, so he took today off. It's Eric. Ashley's here with us, 419-240-1055. After 8 o'clock this morning, you can get qualified for our Vegas flyaway, thanks to Toledo Express and American Airlines. That'll be with our panel full of ladies. What are you... the weather's not going to cooperate. The weather will be... I thought of you yesterday. I actually think of you a lot because of you when you text or if I'm avoiding your text or, but
if I'm sending them rapid fire.
Yesterday specifically, because you pointed out, and I don't know if you're going by the weather that I share on the air because I pull up Weather Underground. I keep an eye up here on Chris Vickers and what he's pointing at. And I feel bad for the meteorologist because, and nobody gets on them in spring and summertime unless you don't usually miss a tornado, and I guess there's been like a record amount. But, you know, if it's scattered storms and it's really just some drizzle, I mean, nobody's like, you said it was going to storm and blah. But we've had a little bit of everything, and yesterday was...
It was insane.
It was partly cloudy, and then I'm laying on the couch with the dogs at like 3 o'clock, and then Fury opens up, and it's like a two-minute hurricane. Mm-hmm. And then within a half an hour, it's a beautiful spring day.
But then it happened again at like 6:30, 7. Like, I left work late, and I was like, what is this? Like, this is insane.
But it was only in like a couple of spots because I pulled up the little radar.
Okay.
And I know exactly when you're talking about because it got dark again, and I thought it was going to rain really hard again. And there was only like a little blotch of green, yellow, and red, and it was probably over your way, not
totally
my way.
Went over downtown because I was like, oh, this is totally fine. We can ride this out. And all of a sudden, it was like the wind, everything was going sideways. And I was like, okay. And then it was beautiful again.
So when I do the weather today, I'm just going to say today, a little of that. No, actually today, it's knock on something, sunny in 82. But tomorrow, a little bit of everything. Sunday, a little bit of everything. Just prepare yourself for a variety of weather.
Yeah. Prepared to go inside and outside. Often.
Quickly, because I want to make sure we have time to do Champions of Magic here in just a little while, which is coming to the Stranahan. What are your tentative plans for the weekend?
I don't really know. You know Becca, my friend Becca.
Of course I do.
She is having a Old West End party. So there's the idea that we go to that. But I'm like, if it's raining and it's hot, I don't really want to attend.
Yeah, it might be kind of muggy and yucky. My friends, Justin and Lucas, they're having a party. They rent.
Okay.
And but they bought a house like right next door to where they rent. So they're going to have a little party house.
Nice.
But they're redoing it. So people will be. And the group is not like the heavy partying type.
Yeah.
Like some kind of Animal House stuff. But yeah, we have intentions to go with, you know, Alex, right?
Alex.
Photographer, video guy.
Yeah.
Alex and Juliana, my old neighbor. But it's the same thing with you. Like, we wanted to go, like, mid to late afternoon, like 5 o'clock, but it was crappy.
Yeah, her party starts. What? We'll have to talk about what road they live on. Because Becca's house is, like, ginormous and completely redone. And she always says, it's always a good time. Like, we went last year. It was a great time. We had tons of fun. But, like, she always starts at, like, around 1-ish.
And that's early.
I don't know. Yeah.
You can't go that early? Because that's right in my wheelhouse.
I can totally. I would prefer to be like a 1 to 7, mm-hmm. not like a 7 to 4 in
right.
the morning.
Like, I'm going to bed at like 8.
Yeah.
Even on Saturdays.
I feel like I need that. I need to get caught up on sleep for sure.
I don't know which road they live on. I do know that when I got my ride last year, I think I had to walk down to Detroit to get, no, to Central to get picked up. And they were a couple of blocks from Central. And so they're, I think, at the end of the old West End.
Like the Toledo Museum of Art side?
Other way.
Okay.
Other way. Central.
Okay.
So I'm walking that direction, and I know that because of the shirt I was wearing or whatever, which is nothing out of the...
I feel like I remember this.
Yeah, a couple of young youths, a couple of neighborhood youths probably mocked or questioned my sexuality and laughed at me as I walked by.
What was your shirt? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Just one of my normal shirts, maybe a little more
eccentric,
brighter than usual, and they were definitely like questioning or saying, like, throwing the H word around.
Oh, God.
Whatever. So it was like that side.
Gotcha. All yeah.
Right. 5:57. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just stay inside at the Latino Festival.
Yeah, that's outside too.
El Gravitron. None of it's
El Barrow.
None of it's in the rec center. It's all outside.
I think so.
Mm.
That's from what I went to the website. It looked and it appeared that everything is outside.
Hmm. All right, figured out.
Just stay in.
You have to go to the Latino Festival this weekend, or else there will be fewer Taco Tuesdays here in our area. Cheryl spoke it into existence yesterday.
That's funny. She spoke it into existence.
Yeah. Support our Hispanic community or there will be less Taco Tuesdays. 5:58 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric. Ashley's in for Floyd today. The champions of magic on the way.
Q-A-P-O-V-U. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:35, good morning. It's Eric. Ashley's in for Floyd today. Sad situation. An Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper was indicted yesterday on charges of negligent homicide and endangering children after his toddler fatally shot himself with an unsecured weapon on Mother's Day. Trooper his 4-year-old son Evan accidentally shot himself in the head May 12th with Soon's division issued backup firearm on Joyce Lane in Toledo. The biggest thing is that a weapon was left in an area where a young child had access and tragically took his own life, according to the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office. Whenever you handle weapons, you have a responsibility to secure them and keep them in a safe place. The endangering children charge is a third degree felony. Negligent homicide is a misdemeanor. The trooper is a member of the 165th Academy class, which graduated just in April. Negligent homicide sounded like a lot more than just a misdemeanor.
That's what I was, when I was like looking at this morning, I was like, oh, I was like, that sounds way worse. The fact that endangering children is a felony.
Yeah.
But negligent homicide?
Both serious. Yeah. Both serious as much as felonies. Yeah, like, none of this is good. Like, this poor man and this family have to live with this horrific accident for the rest of their life. And I'm guessing in the likelihood, he's going to probably spend some time in jail, even if it's a brief time.
You think
For the felony? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got to live with it for the rest of his life. He's probably going to lose his job.
Yeah.
Just a sad situation all around. Just a... It's not when we have school shootings when we need to bring up, you know, gun safety. It's things like this, which thankfully don't happen that often.
Right. And I think, like, just be responsible. Like, put it away. Like, just put it away.
Work on ProMedica's new state-of-the-art patient tower has entered the home stretch before it gets patients in July. The 13-floor, $400 million Generations Tower with 309 private patient rooms is opening months ahead of schedule. You're invited to go check it out Saturday from 1 to 4 for the open house. It replaces many double rooms in the so-called legacy wing of Toledo and Toledo Children's Hospitals. Features of the new tower include collaboration areas with screen displays that allow staff to monitor patient vitals and coordinate their care.
care. Outside each room is a secure cupboard with a pass-through window that can be restocked with supplies and medications without going into the patient's rooms and disturbing them. Also in ProMedica news, over at the zoo, the Museum of Natural History opens today to the public after an opening ceremony at 9:30. Entrance is free with your zoo admission, and zoo gates open at 9 o'clock, an hour earlier than usual because of the special occasion. And for anybody that wants to go on Facebook and say, why are they opening all these things while they're firing people? All I can say is that they're budgeted for differently. And yeah, it's different, and it's difficult that they have to have reductions in force for not just at ProMedica, but for any job.
For sure.
The Mid-American Conference announced Thursday updates to its 2019 football schedule, including kick times and television selections for a handful of UT and BG games. For Toledo, the kick times for three home games, including the home opener, a 7 p.m. start against Murray State on September 14th, a 3:30 kickoff for the homecoming game against Western on October 5th, and an 8 p.m. kickoff for a Wednesday night game against defending MAC champ Northern Illinois. For BG, they open the Scott Leffler era. He's their new head coach Thursday, August 29th, by hosting Morgan State at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPN3. The Falcons then head to a big opponent, Kansas State, for a 12 o'clock kickoff on September 7th on Fox Sports. Something to do with the kids all summer long, Cinemark's Summer Movie Clubhouse. $1 per person per movie, or $5 for tickets to all 10 movies over the course of the summer. This happens over at Franklin Park, the Cinemark there. They're showing 10 different children's movies throughout the summer, including How to Train Your Dragon and the Lego Movie. Other local Cinemark theaters, Perrysburg's Levis Commons, down in over in Sandusky, Cinemark Stadium, Tiffin, the Cinemark Tiffin Mall, and Fallen Timbers. They've got a rave there. All showtimes will be Wednesdays and Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. Will you do that with Tucker and Parker?
Yes, we've done it actually before. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Because then you don't even feel bad. If they act crazy, you can get up and leave, and that's it.
Yeah. And I don't want to go because I'm sure people would think that I'm creepy, but I am curious how parents and kids interact that whole day. Because you can, like you said, they're feeling cranky. Take them out.
Yeah.
Let them play a video game. Walk them back in.
Yeah. And even so, like, there's been times where we've went and it's maybe like a not so popular movie. And we've went, it's like a not so popular movie, but like they can get up and run around like in that little front area.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't feel guilty at all. And everyone there is basically kids with toddler aged. And then next thing you know, there's six kids running around and parents are like, whatever, mm-hmm. You're kind of contained. Do your thing.
Yep. Yeah. It's a really good idea. There's a lot going on this weekend. The Old West End Festival, the Latino Fest, Maple in Maine in Sylvania. The Mud Hens are home this weekend. There are Hensville watch parties for the Walleye. Walleye play tonight, try to get back in the series and even it up at two games apiece. Tonight, 7:35. Tomorrow, 7:35. Hens and Hounds is tonight, and it's Harry Potter all weekend at the ballpark as well. And a couple other things. The Spelling Bee, we had a kid from BG.
Oh, yeah.
He was out Wednesday, but the Spelling Bee finished with an 8-way tie because they kept spelling the words correctly, and they gave all the kids, all eight of them, $50,000 each.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of splitting it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 8-way. They just kept
going
and going.
How many times did they keep going? Like 26 times? Or like 7?
I think they got to the finals, and there were 3 finals rounds, and they're like, this is ridiculous. All these kids are too smart. We're going to keep going forever. So yeah. An 8-way tie. Or you can go, this is the ultimate, everybody gets a trophy, everybody wins nonsense.
No, I think that's the adults are like, we're over this.
Yeah, the adults were tired of it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to listen to this kid talk anymore.
I couldn't read the words.
Yeah.
I could not pronounce them. They were that difficult.
And you're super, like, into words.
Yeah. That's way out of my league. There was a loser last night. The Raptors beat the Warriors, the defending champs, 118-109. More than anything, there was Drake drama, and we'll do some of that before 7 here on the Morning Reboot. It's 6:54 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. You sit tight. Hold on. We have a third with us here today, and usually that third is Ashley. It's the Morning Reboot. Listen closely. It's Eric. Ashley's here with us today because Floyd is out. He had a late night last night. And a friend of Ashley's from her work is here. His name is John. Good morning.
Good morning. Holy Toledo. Good morning. I had to say that.
You sit tight. I'm turning your microphone off. Just observe as we get rolling here. I'll bring you in just a bit. We have a fun topic to get to after 7 o'clock. By the way, yesterday's podcast was not up yesterday. We had some computer difficulties. It's up now, and hopefully you can well, you're subscribed, or you'll get the notifications for it. But you can text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the link for our podcast episode. So you've got yesterday's up earlier this morning. You'll have today's episode up later on. Mentioned that, well, so the Raptors beat the Warriors last night. A little bit of an upset because the Warriors are expected to win this series. Warriors went down to the Raptors in Toronto, 118-109. But as I hoped and expected, you're not a sports fan, Ashley.
I am a sports fan. I am not big into basketball because the Pistons were awful.
Kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
No Cavaliers this year, no LeBron in Cleveland, no LeBron at all in the playoffs.
Never been a fan of LeBron, so it's fine.
But this has been interesting. See, so Drake is, I think, part owner of the Raptors, and also they call him like the brand ambassador, and he's their cheerleader. He, some people had had a difficult time with him rubbing the shoulders of the of their coach last week, and some teams asked the NBA to step in and go, look, he's an employee. He's got to be in certain spots, and he can't be on the court. And I wonder how much of him participating is orchestrated for entertainment value.
Right.
Like almost in a WWE type way.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it.
Bad attention is still attention.
Yeah.
And still getting talked about.
And I think he's a good dude. Like, he's not a D by any means.
Right.
He understands that this is all entertainment. So last night, as the game was wrapping up, he could be seen talking smack to Golden State's Draymond Green, who he actually name dropped. You know the song Summer 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
He name dropped.
I know my rap songs.
Yeah, he, no more rap than basketball.
Yes. True, so accurate.
So Green was leaving the court with the rest of the players. He came alongside Drake, who appeared to yell the word trash after the two had a heated exchange. And Draymond Green is an agitator, a fiery guy, Michigan State guy. So a lot of people around here probably know him a bit. Green previously told reporters he wasn't worried about the team's team opponent's famous superfan. Drake can't shoot, nor can he pass. You ever seen Drake play basketball? I really don't care. He's again mentioned in Summer 16. Rep for Drake did not immediately respond to any request for comment with this. Drake also poked fun at the Warriors star player Steph Curry by sporting a throwback Dell Curry Raptors jersey last night. Dell is Steph's dad and played for the Raptors a long time ago. Those two had an exchange, and Drake clearly picked something out of Curry's hair.
That's hilarious.
I like that he's involving himself in this.
Yeah, I like it.
We had a Cardi story from a couple of days or so ago. She wants people to know that she can do whatever she wants with her body. I don't think you or I would disagree with that.
Nope.
She took the Instagram Live. You watched some of this?
So I didn't watch this one, but she was, after she had some of her surgeries, something weird was going on. She was like filming food every day, like from like her own point of view. It was very weird. It was all questionable.
Because of Percocets?
Some medication.
Percocets?
Yeah, definitely something weird.
What's the future song? Percocets and Percocets and Molly.
Percocet, Molly, Percocet. Right?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell he said in that damn song. People,
I think
that's
it. People, two words.
Said she was lazy for getting plastic surgery and canceling shows. People tell me, you lazy, you should just work out. I do whatever the blank I want to do to my body. I don't have the time of day like you do. Like my job as an entertainer is 24-hour job, bro. So no, I don't have the time to work out. I wanted specific things that I know no matter how much I work out is not going to get fixed. Like my boobs. No matter how much I work out, they were not going to lift themselves. So yeah, I had to get blanking surgery. Also, she said, you know, I hate canceling shows because I love money. I'm a money addict. And I get paid a lot of money, a lot of money for these shows. I'm canceling millions of dollars in shows, but health is wealth. So I have to do, the doctors shut her down. They said she went back to performing too soon.
So funny.
I love her candor. Whether it was Percocets fueled or alcohol fueled, I appreciate her honesty. It's kind of like a new Music Friday on the show. I don't have the Miley song, but the other big release actually hit, I guess yesterday sometime, Mark Ronson, biggest fame in the last couple of years is Uptown Funk.
For sure.
He did, well, Bruno Mars, he had a track with Miley, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. Didn't turn out to be a big hit. But
oh yeah, it was like...
Not a big hit.
Weird.
Mark Ronson and Camila Cabello. It's called Find You Again.
Baby, I know I'll never find you again.
It's got that retro 80s R&B beat. That little clicking.
But this part right here, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what that sounds like, where it's, like, kind of softer. Her voice.
Well, I can tell you this. I think Floyd dislikes her breathiness.
Floyd just doesn't like anyone's breathiness except for, like, Beyonce.
Right.
She's allowed to be breathy. Yeah. Anyone else, he's like, oh, she whispers. It's so weird.
Amen. But I think he wouldn't dislike that because it's Camila Cabello, because it's up-tempo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Find You Again. Got some other new songs to get to. We'll do it later on in the show. Champions of Magic and card tricks as icebreakers or magic tricks. Let's get to that. And kind of ways you've been hit on. That's on our Q105 Facebook page. But calls and comments are in less than 15 on Q105.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of Eric Chase.
712 on Q105 with the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase. Ashley's here with us. Floyd's out today. Get me your small business shout outs. We haven't done that for a couple of weeks. We've had some busy Fridays at 9 a.m. with Toledo's number one bachelor the last few weeks.
Ooh, is he calling today? Because I have so many questions for him and all his women.
No. Did you see the NBC 24 thing the other day?
I did.
They kind of short-shrifted him.
Yeah, I mean...
But isn't anything on that network short-shrifted? Sorry.
That's rude.
We have time today to get small business shout-outs. If there's a place you enjoy patronizing, not family member stuff, we'll get it on the air between 9 and 9:30. Just text them to us, 419-240-1055. Let me introduce our other guest. John, talking to that microphone.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. That one again? Keep going.
Hello.
Oh, much better. I don't know why I'm having microphone issues today. So I met John a couple weeks ago when Ashley was kind enough to get us over to the influencer event at the Renaissance. John is new in town.
Mm-hmm.
And once he starts speaking here, you'll notice that he's where I'm from. We have similar accents. You remember the question I asked you to try to get you to say it?
What's that out there?
Yeah. Pointing to the river. And then he felt violated and accosted.
Yeah, that was an interesting opening.
I just wanted him to say water.
Water.
I didn't put it together. I didn't.
Sorry.
But that's how. But that was a real Philly meeting. What's that out there? What are you asking?
Because you want to go out there.
What do you want to do?
Because if you don't get me my drink, you're going to be out there in the water swimming with the fishes.
Take him to the zoo, Rock. Take him to the zoo.
So John is new in town. Works with Ashley and. I invited him to come hang out with us this morning, and feel free to participate in this topic. We had an interview that we reran this morning, the Champions of Magic. David Copperfield stuff, they're coming here to the Stranahan Theater.
Okay.
They do some visual things. One guy was a mentalist, and I was thinking a magic trick or a card trick is a great icebreaker to talk to somebody. I mean, it's always one of the hardest things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thought that was a terrible idea.
Agreed.
Even people on Facebook are like, nope, that's a creepy thing to do. You might not want to do that. Well, I'm very creepy and very different, so a card trick will probably work for me. Hey, how'd you, maybe I just go right to the thing. Hey, how'd you like to wind up in my basement? Do you like dark vans?
Here's a six of spades.
Exactly.
You don't even have to pick a card. I'm just going to take you.
I'm just going to take you. Yes, your drink has already been drugged. You might want to just walk into the van yourself, and we can do this the easy way.
Yeah.
But icebreakers and or getting hit on. And Ashley, you have a story.
Yes. So like one of my favorite ways I was ever picked up. So I think I was like 19, maybe 18, 19. And a friend of mine was dating some guy that played soccer over here at like one of those big soccer places where it's like nine teams and they're adult men playing soccer, whatever. Totally wasn't my thing. I was like, I'm going here until we go to the bar. Like this is the stop before the bar. And this guy was like playing and he'd walk over and be like, hey. I'm like, hello, hi. And at the end of the game, everything starts to wrap up and he kind of started chatting, whatever. And then he was like, oh, hey, let me see your wrist. And I was like, what? He's like, let me see your wrist. And he had like all these rubber bands on his hand. And I was like, this is weird. So I stuck out my wrist. He put a band on my wrist. He's like, when you get home later, stretch it out. And I was like, what? Oh. And I could see like there had been pen on it. And I was like, that's weird. We got into the car. I pulled it out. He wrote his phone number on a rubber band. So when I stretched it out, I could see it, but without knowing. Totally called him. Went to prom with him. Oh, maybe I was like 17. Maybe I wasn't going drinking.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ways that you've been hit on, picked up. Good ones, bad ones. 419-240-1055 is our Mike's Pizza and More text line. So obviously it was like a thick rubber band.
Yeah, it was like one of like the thicker ones. It wasn't like the little baby tiny ones.
And did he just have like an array of these to give out to women they run into?
No, he wore them because like, I remember it being a thing in high school.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I wore rubber bands
in high school. They wore rubber bands, like the thicker ones. And a lot of them, like the athletes, and they would like snap if something happened, like their own like punishment. Like, you missed a shot. Snap.
That's exactly what it is. I should do it all the time.
But he had one with his number.
No, he came over. I think he even asked me for a pen. He was like, do you have a pen? And I was like, what?
Got it.
And then he went and wrote his number on it. Okay. He like stretched it out over the soccer ball. Wrote his number, put it on my wrist.
I thought he had these pre-made.
No, that would be great too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned,
way less creepier than a trick or a card trick with your
very premeditated, very hoary. Like you just got an arm of rubber bands going.
You get a band. Yeah, you get a band.
You know what? Hold on. Wait a second.
No.
I don't like your eyebrows. Gonna need that back.
Yeah. No. It was. I mean, we're still actually friends to this day, and we went to prom together. I think he kind of invited himself, but I was okay with it. My dad used to feed him steak. Good old Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
419-240-1055. John. Mm-hmm. John is Ashley's coworker over at the hotel. Can you share any stories like this that maybe you've attempted or do you have a girlfriend or are you married? Or
I don't. So I'm actually recently broken up with. So I'm on the mend. But it's great when you're in a new town, single in a new town.
I'll go into the supply closet and we'll start writing numbers on rubber bands.
Let's do it.
Let me warn you of something right now.
Okay.
This town is all, we talked about degrees of separation here, and they're very small. Mm-hmm. There's a very good likelihood that I've already slept with Ashley because it's Eskimo brother and sister land here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I lived in Savannah, Georgia. It was the same way. I took, you know, two girls out 1 week and that was it. I was done.
Yeah.
But in my trials and tribulations with dating, I've done a lot. I once was at a bar in Colorado and they had a vending machine with science fiction books. And I bought a book.
I'm sorry, what?
So I went one of these cool hipster bars in in Denver,
I don't
Colorado.
Know if that's cool, but we'll keep going.
They had a vending machine full of, I was looking for the Fritos and there were no Fritos. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to buy this science fiction book. And it was like The 12th Planet, you know, written by this like pseudonym. And I saw this, I was talking to this girl through the night and I wrote her a message in the book. And before I left, I just handed it to her and I was like, read that tomorrow. So there was kind of like a little bit of a rubber band move.
Did it work?
Yeah, she called me back.
Look at that.
Yeah.
There, as we've talked about before, Ashley, with some of my things, there's a very fine line between clever and creative and creepy.
Yes. Billboards? Meh. Rubber bands? Yes. Books? That's cool.
I don't even know if I could. My handwriting is bad enough as it is. I don't think I could write on a rubber band.
Yeah, I can write them for you.
That's
I'll write your phone number.
Yeah, I'll just come.
You
over
wear
them.
That.
I'm gonna walk around the Old West End Festival tomorrow with. I actually recently purchased rubber bands, and I have a little container of them. When you pull one out, like there's seven all over the cabinet.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I have ones for different sizes too, because you know there are some thick girl wrists out there.
Preach right here. Got him.
let's see how this works. As usual, it is not a Philly Tea Friday. He's got some work today at the fruit store, and his British boyfriend is here. And you can ask Philip a question at 8 Glass Kingdom on Instagram if you know the picture.
I love that you're throwing it out there.
You know, 8 Glass. If you go to look for Philip, because we're always talking about his Instagram on the air and how his boyfriend allows him to post such sultry photos, 8 Glass Kingdom, and you can ask him a question, and I'm not missing a K there. Usually a Philly Tea Friday, and we play the 5-second rule.
Yeah.
Nor he nor Floyd are here, but you are.
Yes.
And we'll let you take a stab at it, and John as well. The 5-second rule is next, 7:21 now on the Morning Reboot. It's 7:33 on Q105, the Morning Reboot. We've got you qualified for Vegas shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. A panel full of ladies. Also, we're looking for your small business shout-outs. You can text them into our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Small business shout-outs, places you want other people to know about, or Maybe you don't, because then it'll get busy. I was like that way with Mutz for a long time. But give them some love. We'll get it on the air between 9 and 9:30, 419-240-1055. Walleye tonight, game 4. They try to tie up the series 2-2. They also play tomorrow night. The ballpark is open, but for baseball, because the Mudhens are home this weekend. It's Hens and Hounds tonight, and it's Harry Potter all weekend. Downtown will be wild. I think Ashley's here with us today because Floyd's off, and we have one of Ashley's coworkers, who is a hometown neighbor of mine. John is here.
Thank you.
I think I saw a tweet yesterday, whenever the hockey game was, that there's like the most people downtown for the combination of games.
I saw that, like almost 19,000 people, right?
Yeah, that's wild. So we do deserve, and I know there's tons of lists from tons of publications and websites, and we got the one for like the best minor league town. It's legit, especially if, like you pointed out, if you watched the game in Tulsa last week, and there were more people in this studio than there were at that game.
Yeah, it was awful. Like, even like seeing it was, I'm like, is everyone wearing blue? Nope, just the bleachers. They were empty. No one there.
Joe Napoli, who is the VP, the GM of the Mudhens and the Walleye, he put something on Facebook last night, said, listen to Anthony's voice, Anthony Bellino, the PA announcer, listen to Anthony's voice for the starting lineups. He was like, you can't hear him, because it was that crazy, that loud. And I forget which two players said it on the ice. It might have been A.J. Jenks and one of the other guys. I guess as things were getting started, and they're like, this is next level, like experiencing that. Because they don't get that when they go to Tulsa or Reading or Newfoundland.
Yeah. I didn't see any like footage of the game that was in wherever they
Newfoundland?
Were.
Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that packed?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, I didn't see anything.
I'll text.
They're Canadians. I assume that it was packed.
And there's Newfoundland. And all you do there is, I guess, fish and watch hockey.
Yeah.
I'll have to text professional hockey announcer Matt Melzak and get it. Yeah. All right. Enough BSing. Let's do the 5-second rule here on a Not-So-Philly Tea Friday. You've played this once or twice before, and you've done okay.
Yeah.
John, you're free to play with us. You're not going to be able to hear the ticking.
Okay.
But I'll let
which
this
is what makes it extra stressful.
Right.
I need that.
So I'll throw out something, and then you've got 5 seconds to give me three things that I'm asking for.
Okay.
Okay. Ashley, you're first.
Okay.
We'll start with an easy one. And if Floyd and Philip are listening, you're like, why do I get all the hard ones?
They hate that I'm your favorite.
Well, you think that anyway. John's my favorite.
I have a key. I'm your favorite.
This is true. All right, Ashley, I need 5 giant monsters.
The white one, the brown one, Bigfoot. What's the white one's name?
The white one.
The big hairy white one.
I don't know.
Oh yes, he's a winter one.
I was thinking of Frozen or.
Frozen.
Yeah, I don't know. John, what would you have said?
Godzilla, King Kong,
I love
and the
Godzilla
Michelin Man. I'd say the Michelin Man.
He's good at this.
Total monster.
He always scared
what
me. Michelin Man always scared me.
Could have gone to Game of Thrones.
I don't know their names. Game of Thrones monster, 1, 2, and 3.
Drogon, Rhaegal, Viserion.
Nope. Sorry, right. I failed.
Right. Next up, Ashley. Big things you'd buy at Home Depot.
Doors, windows, fans.
Okay.
All big.
John, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just seeing how outrageous they get.
That's he just great. Judges
and my fun commentary.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's one week? Oh, I'll start with an easy one. Super easy one for John here, okay?
Okay.
I need 3 things you paint.
A house. A canvas.
You got two really good ones.
They were well thought out, though.
Yeah, yeah. He put some, yes. His scientific mind was cycling through that there.
That's right.
All right, next up, Ashley.
Okay.
Things you can put in your nose.
Fingers, tissues, earrings.
Well done.
I don't know why I feel like I have to hit
this. Ooh, I like earrings.
Plenty of time to spare.
I guess it wouldn't be an earring. It'd be a nose ring. Whatever.
Yeah, it's close.
A steel rod.
That's right.
A sword. You're thinking so hard.
I didn't coordinate these for John. They were mostly just for you, Ashley.
Fine.
All right, John, here's, I think, another kind of an easy one. I need 3 things people eat too much of.
Pizza, hamburgers, fries.
Wow.
He's a food guy. He knows his food stuff.
The fries was weak. I'm sorry. That was a weak
one. No, fries is...
Should have had tacos.
Is there a
pizza
chicken...
Pizza is so delicious.
Is there a
though.
Chicken nuggets challenge happening?
What?
I saw something on Facebook.
No.
All right. Ashley.
Yes.
Things... three things dads complain about.
Mowing the grass, poop, and dishes.
Okay.
I hate it, kind of.
All right, John, let's up the skill here a little
bit.
How about I need three medications kids get?
I don't know. I'm not vaccinated.
Well, we are. You have to leave.
Don't breathe on me.
That was hard.
Ashley, I need three places people watch walleye games.
Bars, arenas, and their couch.
Good. You're on a roll now.
Yeah, I got this. Professional.
John, I need three Maroon 5 songs.
Oh, man, I don't know Maroon 5 at all. This Love, right?
That's one. Okay. What kind of music do you like?
I like a lot of alternative hip-hop, like jazz.
Alternative? Music. Wait.
Alternative hip-hop.
Should there be commas there?
Wait, what is alternative hip hop? I like alternative hip hop. Hip hop that no one's ever heard of.
Is it like acid jazz hip hop? So like I like a lot of like when I was younger, I listened to a lot of Mos Def, Common, and then like Tyler Kwali. I would call that alternative hip hop. Right? Is that jazz hip hop?
That's like neo soul.
Neo soul. So that's the Philly neo soul.
Yeah, mode. The
so
Roots like, and stuff.
Yeah, the Roots. I like a lot of that.
When do you know Tierra Whack?
Tierra Whack. I do not know Tierra Whack.
Nobody knows.
When you said alternative hip hop, I thought you meant like Modest Yahoo.
Oh, my God. I can't even just do out a Modest Yahoo.
I heard him on an EDM song the other day. He's totally crossed over.
He's still doing it, huh?
Yeah.
Good for him.
All right, Ashley, I got one more for you here. I need three things, three types of bad news a doctor would give you.
Cancer, can't do the deed, and can't see.
Cancer, worse cancer, and how are you still alive?
Yeah.
Ashley's really good. You're very good.
I try.
You're very good.
Well done.
Thank you.
You represented Philly T and Flay quite well.
Much better at this than Throwback Thursday.
Two stories that we're tired of, but there is some news with it. We'll get to those two. It involves college and Chicago and one thing Taron Egerton had to do for Elton John in Rocketman. That's all on the way before 8 o'clock here on the Morning Reboot. Small business shout-outs. Text them in 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
Qualified for Vegas in about 20 minutes here on Q105. 7:54 with the Morning Reboot. It's Eric and Floyd's out today. Ashley's in, and a friend of Ashley's who's from my neighborhood back home in Philadelphia. John, a co-worker of Ashley's, is here. We've got some entertainment to get to, more new music from very familiar names. First up, I hate these stories. Actually, there's three stories I'm tired of doing. R. Kelly, Jussie Smollett, Lori Loughlin.
Let's just not talk about them.
It's news. We're kind of obligated. There are sources telling people that Lori is in a stressful situation. She isn't working and her whole life focus has changed drastically. That's because she's a GD criminal.
She's going to jail anyways, so good thing she's bored now.
It consists of waiting around. Yeah, you're practicing boredom.
Yeah.
It consists of waiting around for the next court date and planning her legal defense. Lori, in particular, has become extremely well-versed in the case. She's an active participant in her own defense, feels like she's got a valid defense, and that when all the evidence comes out, she won't be found guilty.
She is incredibly naive.
Or arrogant.
Both,
maybe.
Both, yeah.
The other story, the Jussie Smollett stuff. So a week after he turned himself into Chicago authorities in late February, the state's attorney office told police they could no longer investigate the hate crime turned false report case, according to documents. All the documents were released yesterday. Assistant state attorney... Riza Lanier told detectives she felt the case would be settled by Smollett paying Chicago $10,000 in restitution and doing community service. It was a month later in March when prosecutors announced they were dismissing the charges against him, saying the Empire actor forfeited his bail money and had done community service. And I don't know if this is good or bad for the police and those who wanted to charge him, because in this case, it seems like they just wanted to grab his money.
Yeah. Apparently they needed it.
I'm Floyd and I think are in agreement here, thinking that we're going to see Taron Egerton in Rocket Man, him portraying Elton John, and go, Rami Malek did okay, but this was incredible.
Yeah.
Taron Egerton is singing Elton John songs. Rami Malek did not. When Egerton spoke to Elton John about portraying the pop icon in the movie, Elton John had one request, which is a very strange request. He said, try to not sound like him, which is tough when you're playing him. He said at the New York premiere last night, play him, but don't sound like him.
It's kind of weird.
Especially for a biopic.
Yeah.
Maybe like Elton John was just trying to do like an interview question with him. Like, so, what are you really bad at life? Or what would you like to accomplish? Just like throw him off.
Yeah.
The film follows John's life from a young piano prodigy named Reginald Dwight to a rock star with addiction and finally seeking sobriety and massive hair loss. The real thing that always stuck me about Elton was his duality between the bravado, the chest out, peacocking, world-class entertainer, and then this guy who's really vulnerable and like a kid, said Egerton. So to oscillate between those two things, that was important to me because I think at the core of who he is, this dual personality. I think that opens up next weekend. I'm not certain. Because this week is Godzilla. Next week is Floyd's Dark Phoenix movie.
Yeah. Will you go see this?
No. I mean, I want to see it.
Right.
But
you can wait until it's like on Netflix?
There's not even. Like, because there's so much that I've said, I want to see that. I don't have to go see it, but right. I want to see it. Haven't seen Aquaman. Haven't seen a couple other things. And so I'm like sporadically catching up on things. And you know what it's like. Something comes out on Hulu. Something comes out on Netflix.
Handmaid's Tale next week.
Is next week.
Yeah.
Did I get you into Dark a couple of years ago?
No, but you, when I was like, I need something else to watch. I need a new show to like binge.
So Dark is like,
I haven't watched it yet though.
I never watched it, but it seems like it's like that old Fox show Fringe, which I know had a pretty good following.
I didn't like Fringe though.
So it's like Fringe meets Stranger Things.
Okay.
Where there's time jumps and there was a nuclear accident and there's a murder. And I believe it's German, but it's dubbed over in English. And Mads Mikkelsen, who's a favorite actor of mine, is in it. And the trailer just came out. So Dark.
Wait, so Dark, it's shot in German?
Correct. But they dub it over in English. You don't have to read anything.
Gotcha.
Which nobody wants to do.
Nobody wants to.
A couple of new tracks from familiar artists. We did the Camilla and Mark Ronson last hour. Ashley, who is this song started by?
Shotgun in my bag and I ain't looking back. I started to say sorry, both.
White butt cheeks.
And the whole thing with her boobs leaking out last week, right as this single drops. So I'm wondering if it leaked and she's gonna sue. I air quoted that.
Hey, man, they looking at me. They not looking at you. I don't mean to be rude.
Is that Laffy Taffy?
He be blowing me up like a balloon. I just tell him give me space like the man on the moon. You know that I'm the best. Is that why you depressed? Say you get in check or you be frontin' like breasts.
Is that good or bad?
I don't like it.
Do you just hate it because it's her?
No, I'm okay with her sometimes.
I think people have a notion of just dismissiveness of her, and I don't know why. All right, next up. Another star who I root for and I want to like, but some of these songs are just total trash. I think she had a single not long ago, and it was garbage. But let's go with Never Really Over.
Think of you, 2 years and just like that. My head's
Mrs. Bloom.
Mrs. Bloom.
Yes, you do.
Really over.
Is it Katy Perry?
Yep.
Oh, I don't like it.
See?
I don't like it
either. It's okay. It's good. It's better than what she's really...
It's catchy. But... That little part could be the 5 second we track back.
She had that album 2 years ago with the Swish Swish, and it's like perfect album to like destroy her career, and it's been hard ever since.
She brought on the Backpack Kid, the Floss. He made it more famous than why that video and that song was popular.
And she's got Orlando Bloom now, so things are fine, I guess.
Is that who she? I thought they broke up.
No, I think they're engaged. They might have even gotten married.
She got that weird giant rock ring.
Off and on.
They were with, she was with Mayer for a little bit.
Yeah.
He was crazy. He's not over that, though. Still to this day.
It's 8:01 with the morning reboot on Q105. Our friend Ashley is here today in for Floyd. Panel full of ladies is on the way with it. We'll get you qualified for the Vegas Flyaway in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
8:14, good morning. It's the morning reboot, Q105. Text in your small business shout-outs. We'll do them between 9 and 9:30. And you can text our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Our panel full of ladies. If you want to call that number, we still have room for one more lady, even though, Ashley, you'll be on it.
I am a lady.
You did a wonderful job screening those calls.
I know. I probably spelled their names right, too.
Yes, but Floyd's out today. He had a long night of performances last night in Ann Arbor. Ashley's here with us. A co-worker of Ashley's, John, is here with us visiting as well. Did you think of any questions you'd like to ask ladies and get an answer to?
Man.
Where's the bunny?
Where do you want to go to dinner? That's the big question.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where do you want to go to dinner?
I don't know. Wherever you want to go.
I don't know. I'm not really hungry.
We plan to have dinner. Why are you not hungry?
Why did you eat before?
Right. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Have you called the show before?
I have not.
You have. Well, thank you for calling us. I got to tell you, I kind of. Well, wait, hold on. Paige is 24, married, one kid, right?
Yes.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
Toledo.
What part?
By Whitmer High School.
Okay. So North Toledo, West Toledo.
West Toledo.
Okay. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi.
So you're single this week. It always I never know.
No,
with
she's
you.
Dating. She.
No, I'm dating.
Me.
Are you dating?
Are you dating someone or are you attempting to date? There's a difference.
I think dating.
Okay.
Are you dating six people? Because that's even better.
No.
Okay.
Carrie Ann, this is not an official ladies panel question, but let me ask you: how many people is it okay to date at one time?
Depends on religion.
That's a great answer. Great answer.
Carrie Ann, I said date. not
married.
All right. Carrie Ann, what was religion. Ashley a good foot? Was she a better phone screener than Floyd?
No, I love Floyd.
All right.
Whatever.
She actually did a better job.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Fine. No, it's totally fine.
Paige, first question is for you. How long does it take you to get ready for like a normal day?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. How long does it take you to get ready to go out?
Half hour.
What's in the extra 15 minutes?
Like, shower, make sure my hair is good, and picking an outfit's probably the longest part.
Okay. Carrie, and how long does it take you to get ready for a normal day?
Probably about 15 to 20 minutes.
What about if you're going out?
About a half hour to 40.
What's the extra time? Picking out an outfit like Paige?
No, it's really... I have a perm in my hair, so trying to figure that out.
Carrie Ann, why do you have a perm in your hair?
I'm intrigued.
Because it looks so cute.
Will you send us a picture, please?
I can definitely do that.
Thank you.
Is it like Jennifer Grey? Like perm, like Dirty Dancing?
No. Well, it's a little looser than that.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks really cute.
A little looser. Carrie Ann's dating. I see where you're going with this. All right, next up, Paige. What's the last thing that put your stomach in knots?
Oh, my son fell down some steps the other day.
Was he okay?
He's perfectly fine. I got the call while I was at work.
Oh, so you didn't see it happen. You okay there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm getting breakfast.
What are you getting?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you were good there early. Choice.
Hey, get drop some nugs off. Carrie Ann, what's the last thing to put your stomach in knots?
Almost getting rear-ended, actually.
When did this happen?
I was on Monroe Street last week, and it was just a cluster.
Right, where all the construction is?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dating. Loose. Rear-ended.
Hey, listen.
What?
That's our secret.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah.
Next question for you. What are you ordering at Chick-fil-A?
I got a chicken biscuit meal with an orange juice.
Decent enough. Paige, when you fight with your friends, what do you usually fight over?
how much time I spend with my wife instead of them.
Oh, how do they give you a hard time often?
Not often, just like when I'm really bad at making plans and forgetting that I had those plans.
Right.
Okay. So there's that.
I made plans, but I forgot I don't want to come.
I am the same way. I use my calendar, and I try to put notes in there, even if it's just like I'm meeting a friend, if I have any.
Anyway. Yeah, I like overbook myself a lot.
Like a hotel, Ashley. Carrie Ann, what do you usually fight over friends with?
Generally the same thing, making plans and forgetting.
Everybody.
But I have a friend, so it's not that bad.
I'm sorry, did you say you have a or eight?
A.
A friend.
Like Uno.
Gotcha. Right, well, don't piss that person off. Paige, fill this in. I'm a sucker for a guy to do blank. I'm a sucker for a guy to do blank.
Well, the problem is that I'm gay.
Doesn't matter.
So I have a wife.
All right, I'll change it for you. I'm a sucker for my wife to do blank.
Back massage.
Ooh. Mm. Even if a guy said he would do that for you, like even if it was a guy friend, are you going to turn him down?
Possibly. Depends on if he's cute or not, I guess.
Crazy Aunt Janet Amid massage me, and Janet and I are not attracted to one another, but she gives a hell of a back rub.
Yeah, I would never, never deny strong hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann, I'm a sucker for a guy to do blank.
Give me a compliment.
Cool.
Carrie Ann, I thought when I met you at Ralphie's that you were quite cute.
Oh, thank you.
See, she was right. Carrie Ann, thank you. send us a picture of your perm, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Paige, I'm going to put you on hold. You get our Chick-fil-A, and you're our qualifier for Vegas. So don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. Ashley, I'm sorry I forgot to ask. You want to answer any of
this? Totally fine. No. You forgot about me? I'm over it.
I'm a sucker for Kevin to do blank. The lawn.
Yeah.
how long does it take you to get ready?
45 minutes.
For a work day or?
For a work day.
Wow.
It's like shower, brush your teeth. I have thick, thick hair. Like today I didn't wash it, you can tell.
How about to go out?
An hour? 10 more minutes? No, probably the same.
What do you and your friends like Erica and Becca usually fight over?
Going home.
Oh, yeah. Who's got the tab?
Nope. Just, are we leaving? And I say nope, and they say yep, and I say nope, and they say yep, and then they leave me.
If
girl banter.
Yeah.
Since people take and borrow my friends all the time, if you're looking for someone to go out with, if you don't have friends that like to party, like to go up down, uptown, downtown, wherever, get in touch with Ashley.
Yeah.
She'll happily stay out far too
late
with you.
I'll uptown funk you up. Boom.
Weak. Dad jokes later on. 8:22 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's 8:35 on the morning reboot. This is Q105. Sorry for not getting you yesterday's podcast on time. It is now posted. If you want it, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Yeah, each day we post the podcast around 10 o'clock from that day's episode. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Text my first name to 419-240-1055. Floyd is out today. He had a long night last night of Deja-ing in Ann Arbor. It is not a Philly Tea Friday. We were all going to try to get together at the Old West End Festival. Look for us tomorrow sometime, and hopefully the weather will hold out. Ashley's here.
Yeah.
Familiar voice. And Ashley's in for Floyd today, and I invited in John, who works with Ashley at the hotel, because he grew up in the same neighborhood as me back home in Philadelphia.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having
me.
What
can we have him say?
I don't know. I don't know Philly stuff.
Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Say hoagie.
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 I'm putting it on for you, too, right now. Water ice.
There we go. There
water
we
ice?
Go.
Yeah, water ice.
Well, not there. Not
Patterson
there.
Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Were you in a boulevard or what? The boulevard is just, it's so many accidents. People here are people here are pissed that we have the traffic cams.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They were on the boulevard because people were getting mowed down like in the 90s.
They were getting
mowed down. Like, mowed down. So this Anthony Wayne Trail place, yeah. the Roosevelt Boulevard back where we live, it's like 10 miles. It takes you from like Center City out to the suburbs where we kind of grew up. And over the years, I'd go home and there were more graves and flowers on the islands of this road than there were in cemeteries.
People were just crossing it, like walking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like jaywalking.
Yep.
What?
And, yep. So they've tried to do things over the years to stagger the lights.
Cross at your own risk. So
right.
You kind of deserve it.
Whether someone ran you down or you ran into the car, they still put flowers down. So we would be two guys from Philly, but Ashley discovered a new place. This is a good way to say, get us your small businesses. There's a place that opened in the what is it? The Anthony Wayne Trail Plaza.
I think it's called Parkway. It's Parkway Plaza. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. So it's like right by where there's a new Jed's, which is.
Oh!
I'm good.
Caught
there's
it.
A new Jed's.
So there's. I didn't even know there was a Jed's opening.
It
up there.
Just opened. Me neither. It just all of a sudden like there it was. So new Jed's. The dollar store is over there now, so it's like coming to life.
There's a bar in the corner.
Yep, that's been there forever.
There's a Fitness Expire or something.
I don't know. I think now it's called like Revitalize Fitness.
Okay, that plaza is always like half empty. There's something at the end. There's a ballroom facility at the end, and then there's the Bank Big B.
Yes, very good Big B. I love that Big B.
But it was a bank.
It was a bank.
Yeah,
it was a lot of things. It was like seven different banks. But anyways. So I go into the dollar store. I had to get some like cleaning stuff, and Tucker needed some random toys to keep him busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh my god, what is that place?" And I saw like they had paper in the windows, like it was gonna be some big like reveal. And all of a sudden, I look up and I was like, "Two guys from Philly. What does the banner say underneath?" And I was like, "Oh, consignment. Two guys from Philly, in like an actual sign, block letters." Like lit up with a paper sign underneath that says consignment. So I'm not sure which came first. Like, are we going to call this consignment shop? Was that like sign already up there? And then they were like, you know what? Let's call it two guys from Philly.
Because people are probably thinking there's going to be a cheesesteak place.
Right.
Or water ice.
Soft pretzels.
Yeah.
What is water ice?
We don't have enough time.
Is it like snow cones?
I like to say it's like, if you take like the cups of Italian ice that you scrape and that. And a Slurpee or a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
In between would be the texture. In between those two, in between those two on the ends of the spectrum would be water ice.
Wow.
And you can make a gelati. I told you that I worked at Rita's, right?
You never told me that you worked at Rita's.
Grant and Bustleton, yeah.
Oh my god.
In Grant Plaza, I made a hell of a gelati. Hell of a gelati.
I don't know what a gelati is either, but it sounds.
Gelati
delicious.
Is one of the greatest summer experiences you could ever have.
I have to go there just to have one. And to see the bell with the crack. But either way, two guys from Philly.
And the thing is,
I have so many questions. Wait. I have to go there.
Katie just texted me. And this is going to kind of fly in the face of, it's posted on our Facebook page. And yes, it says two guys from Philly consignment. Katie texted me and said, it's an antique store.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's consignment. So, I mean, I don't think they're consigning like boots. There's tables and stuff in there, but one door still has the paper on. The other door is open. I walked over to see if they were open. They were not, and they've not been open when I've been over there. But I'm interested. I want to know, like, what brought you here? Consignment?
Right.
Did the Toledo Goods Market bring you all the way from Philly?
They were driving on Roosevelt Boulevard one day. They stopped at a light, and they're like, you know what?
Toledo.
In our market research, Toledo is sorely lacking in consignment shops. What should we call it?
Yeah.
Two guys from Philly consignment.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need to make a change.
I'm all for saying what it is and who you are, but it doesn't seem... Look, gentlemen, guys, look, we're brethren here.
Yes.
You! Your marketing vision is a little lackluster.
But, I mean, we're talking about it. Caught my attention.
See?
I want to go.
Maybe that was it.
But I have so many questions that I need answered. Did they come together?
What part
are
of
they partners?
Yeah.
What part of Philadelphia? That's,
I want to know what part of Philadelphia.
That's
Mainline?
Important.
Mainline, maybe? That's consignment?
Like, maybe they're not actually from Philly. They're like from the Perrysburg. They're from Southampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have questions. Can someone get us in touch with them? Before we wrap up this segment, we've got entertainment news. I totally forgot. There's a Batman story that's floating.
Okay.
We'll get to that. John, you wanted to talk about the hotel stuff.
I did. Thank you. Yeah. Gosh, I appreciate that. Yes, we're down at the Toledo Renaissance, and those who haven't been, the Heights is the place to be. We've got a rooftop bar. It's the only rooftop bar in Toledo.
Yeah.
And I stand by that.
There are other bars with rooftops.
I know. You know, someone said that to me
my
first week.
There are rooftops that are made into bars, but it's the only one that is of that level, yes.
Thank you, sir. So we got some upcoming events. June 13th, we're going to have Latin. We're going to start Latin night.
Okay.
We're doing a Latin dance class, and then we're going to follow that with DJ Can. He's going to be, who's a very prominent Latin DJ
in the area. Yeah, he's super well known.
He's at Poco Loco.
Yeah, he's at Poco Loco. He does all their parties.
Did you steal him?
You know, a friend of a friend, which is, I'm learning, like you told me, Toledo is, you know, separate by one person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's big. And then the 14th, actually, we're going to be launching Rosé on the Rooftop.
Okay. I like it.
Where we're going to be doing some Rosé specials and Froze. Okay. Have you had a Froze, Eric, before?
I have not.
That's better than water ice.
Stop. Get out of the studio.
I'm leaving now.
I've never had Rosé. We were talking about it a couple of weeks ago. I just know what it is from Instagram, and like, really make sure you have an influencer wall up that night. Something with butterflies.
Something with butterflies.
We were actually talking about having a flower R.
Yes.
We were yesterday.
Yeah. I want to see all the pictures posted. Yeah. Rosé on the Rooftop, when is it?
It's the 14th.
And it's June 13th and 14th is when. Yes.
Are they going
to
be weekly events?
So it's going to be, it's 5 to 7 every Friday. So we're going to have our launch party on the 14th. And then every Friday after that will be 5 to 7. We'll be doing specials on half bottles of wine and then Froze. So it should be a great event. And, you know, please come. Okay. I'm excited.
All right.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, we all are.
Are you doing like taco stuff for Latin night?
Good, we are. We got some. We have tacos on our menu now. We're going to be Chef Aaron as our executive chef. There's going to be doing some special tacos for Latin night as well too.
I've never eaten anything at either Brimhouse or upstairs. What's your favorite thing on either menu?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Our pizza at the Heights. It's wood-fired.
Okay.
So a lot of people like to cheat and they go electric, but we have a wood-fired oven. So that's my favorite. I think a classic cheese pizza, the chorizo pizza is another one if you like a little spice.
Okay.
All right, that's a great one. Downstairs, that's in Heights. In Brimhouse, I love the, I had it last night actually for dinner at like 9:45 was the fried chicken. Okay. I had an urge to go down to the bar and have a fried chicken. So chicken's delicious.
Went to a really nice restaurant and got fried chicken.
Boy, it's classy fried chicken.
Toledo has hit you hard real quick.
I'm already meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
They have a smash burger.
We have a smash burger.
That's my favorite.
Which is a lot of people love the smash burger, which is kind of your diner style. It's kind of a an ode to the great diner style. And our chef, Aaron, is very talented. So that's another one. He has his own whiskey ketchup. Which
that's
he
why
makes.
I like it.
Yeah, he has it. And that's something that Aaron's actually working on bottling. Hopefully pretty soon we'll actually be selling his own whiskey ketchup.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a little secret.
I
just revealed something.
Breaking news. Yeah. I didn't even
thank
know
you.
That.
I got to get you to Mama Mary's.
Yes, let's go.
It is like right now. You're way too excited. I could have said Mama Mary's is like this like S&M place.
I just immediately said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
you're going to take me somewhere new right now.
Take your pants off and hopefully you like whips.
And you have to call her mama.
8:45 with the morning reboot on Q105. You know what Mama Mary's is. I'll explain to John off the air. On Q105, you can still get us your small business shout-outs. We'll do that between 9 and 9:30. You can text them to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. I'm acquiring intel about two guys from Philly in their consignment shop.
You're getting details?
Well, I'm asking the questions that you are. My friend Katie is saying her fiance helped one of the guys move into the store. I'm like, well, which one? She said, the guys from Philly. I'm like, yeah,
which guy?
Which?
Guy A, guy B.
Was it Louis or was it Michael? Ashley's here because Floyd is off today. A friend of Ashley's, a coworker of hers from the hotel, John, is here. It's his birthday, and we'll leave it at that. Deal?
Thank you so much for that.
Yay,
that was
happy birthday.
That was perfect.
Yeah, make sure everybody at work knows.
I already texted them.
Yeah. Okay. Today, no, never mind. Never mind. So R. Kelly was charged with 11 more counts of sexual abuse yesterday. They include the usual ones you'd expect with R. Kelly. Aggravated criminal sex assault, aggravated criminal sex abuse, according to the indictment. Again, not a surprise, he engaged in sex acts with a minor identified as JP by the use of force or threat of force and acted in such a manner to threaten or endanger the life of JP. The four aggravated criminal sex charges are class, I'm guessing this is, class 10 felonies or class X felonies. He's due next in court on June 6th, so we'll have a little bit more about him and his skeeviness and his illegal ways next week. What else do I want to get to? You're here. Should have just had you in on Tuesdays when I was watching Game of Thrones. I have a Game of Thrones story.
Okay.
Emilia Clarke is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this story is a little old, but the tally has kept on rising. So obviously, people are big fans of Emilia Clarke and Daenerys. A Redditor goes by El Ilaria.
Okay.
People still want to know if she's locked up somewhere.
Yeah.
Because remember, Euron nabbed them.
Yep.
Started to push for fans to donate to Same You, a charity that Clarke helped develop that focuses on brain injuries and strokes, which she suffered from a couple of two life-threatening aneurysms while she was filming the show. And fans have donated a total of $44,000 in 5 days. And she posted a video thanking people yesterday. I'm so incredibly moved and blown away and grateful. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't think of a more beautiful way to wave goodbye to the Mother of Dragons than with this step towards making brain injury sufferers feel less alone. You're my heroes.
Yeah, I basically read that the entire second season, she didn't remember anything. Like, she would have to ask for lines and all that stuff. So it's they thought she was gonna die. So she definitely powered through that.
If I'm ever gonna go, before my time, I guess my time is my time, but I'd like it to be a brain aneurysm. Because you're gone.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even, you don't even know that you have them. They're just there and you go. Drake is being an irritant during the NBA Finals, which started last night. Raptors beat the Warriors 118-109. Maybe we could have a local irritant for the Walleye series.
Oh, yeah.
Who could go over to the Huntington Center tonight and tomorrow and, be an idiot?
You need to be celebrity-esque, right? Have a little celebrity status.
Who's our biggest celebrity here? That's in town and around.
I don't know.
Last thing, a nerdy thing. John, you're into superhero stuff?
Yes, I am, yeah.
So the internet got all outragey a couple of weeks ago when it was seemingly announced that Robert Pattinson was going to be the next Bruce Wayne Batman. And if you read things that I read, it was probably, but they want to test him out. And word is that he hasn't secured the role just yet. He and Nicholas Hoult, who plays Beast in the X-Men movies. He's done the Audi commercials.
Yeah.
And he's a very talented actor and been in a variety of other things as well. I think a lot of British television as well. So it comes down to this. Whoever looks better in the Bat costume gets the job. So everybody's outrage over Robin Pattinson, who I think will be okay.
Yeah.
And I think he's quite a gifted actor. I think either will wind up being good choices, and I'm sure whoever gets it will have to go through some kind of transformation to bulk up. Anybody that watched The Machinist and Batman Begins knows that Christian Bale added a little weight.
Yeah. Is this one going to have a Joker again? Will there be another Joker?
I don't think so, because... Okay. There's still things that Jared Leto will be that in the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
There's all kinds of rumors that this will have an array of familiar Batman villains or somewhat familiar. There's long been rumors with the director of this movie, Matt Reeves, who did the last two Planet of the Apes movies, that he's wanted to include the Penguin.
I was just going to say, happened to the Penguin? Danny DeVito.
Let's
bring him back.
That was underrated.
Do you guys know about the current Danny DeVito petition going around on change.org?
No.
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of signatures for him to be the next Wolverine. Please do yourself the favor and Google the picture, because it's incredible. 903 with the morning reboot. Send us. Text us your small business shout outs. We'll get to them before 9:30. 419-240-1055. It's 9:17 on Q105, the morning reboot. We'll have your podcast episode for today up around 10 o'clock. Text my first name to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. You have another second or two to get into to get in some small business shout-outs. We'll throw those out in just a minute here. Last night on our Facebook page, there was something I grabbed from Twitter. Type, I'm marrying Anne. Like A-N, I guess you could do A, and then see what your see what it says. Ashley, could you, you've got your computer up.
Yes.
Ashley's here today. Floyd's off. He had some late work last night in Ann Arbor. No Philly Tea Friday. And a friend of Ashley's, a co-worker of Ashley's, John, is here with us. Can you type in I'm marrying A or Ann to your browser, please? We got some fun ones. Jessica, I'm marrying an amazing man who is a big deal out here in the world. I'm married, from Nicole, I'm marrying an early birthday girl and a friend. Emily, I'm marrying an old man with a good one and a big one.
I'm marrying an angel today.
Aww.
I'm marrying a fangirl. I'm marrying a Packer fan. I'm marrying into and in for spirits. I don't even know what that means.
From Maria, I'm marrying an American. Jackie, I'm marrying an extra year to get you to work with me. From Katie, I'm marrying my husband. There's no tricking this smartphone.
Did you do it? Do you have any?
John, I'm marrying what?
Let me say, I don't know if I have it.
Well, you've got to have it. It's Google.
I'm marrying an obstetrician.
Is it?
I'm marrying...
You never know when you need a good obstetrician.
I'm marrying a stripper. That's, I mean, it's a little blue there.
I'm in love with the stripper.
I'm marrying an angel.
That's a good one.
That's what came up to mind.
Oh, really? I'm marrying a fangirl. I'm marrying a Saudi. Like... A Saudi American.
Mm.
Saudi Arabian. I'm marrying a fangirl. All right. Small business shout outs. We've got a lot of them as we try to investigate what's actually happening at Two Guys from Philly. We get these all the time, and I know we did it. We gave a shout out when we first started doing this. We've skipped sometimes. Let me throw out Frogtown Pool and Spa. The only place I know that does water tests on a computer and tells you what you need to do to take care of your pool there on Summit in Point Place. Hmm. You guys are done for a while. This is an interesting one. They sent pictures over, and I didn't read through the whole thing. Maybe reading it will help me understand. I want to shout out Glass City Selfies.
Okay.
I hope this isn't a joke. They do a photo booth with the mirror. We had them at my wedding, and my guests are still talking about how amazing they were. Not only are they nice and outgoing, but very professional. Highly recommend for any occasion. Glass City Selfie. So,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm confused. So it's a mirror?
I guess.
That takes your picture?
I can take my own.
Yeah. Then it's not really a selfie if it's a picture that's not of you like holding your photo.
I don't know. Mary, thank you. Taco Gringo, love them, but you have to watch their Facebook page to figure out where they'll be.
Oh yeah,
Taco Gringo had a fire in their truck.
Yep.
Then became Cilantro's. No, you don't have to get that.
Okay.
Then I think they became Cilantro's. I might be thinking.
No, I don't think so.
And then Cilantro's closed, and
Cilantro's
now it's Poco Piatti,
which is delicious. Have you been there yet?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Patriot Saint Brewery.
Never heard.
No.
Monroe Street Diner. I know everybody knows about the Monroe Street Diner. There was one more that I wanted to get to. Where is it? Josh sent us one. Small Business Craft Show in Wauseon. I think that's this weekend. He put that on our Q105 Facebook page. Somebody put on here. Where? I didn't go away. El Tipico, which is organic Mexican food, which I believe is on South Avenue.
It is. It's on South.
Last time I was there, which has been a while. They didn't have a liquor license
at El Tipico.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, you might.
I haven't been there to drink. I went there for lunch once.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
It's
really good.
Really good. Good, John. We have there is no bad Mexican restaurant here.
Oh, that's good to hear.
They're all really good.
Love that. Some cheap beer and then some good tacos. That's all you need.
Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Soul. The beer. Have you ever had it?
I've never had Soul.
It's like when I went to Mexico, it was like their Bud Light.
Okay.
So. Pretty good.
I've had Presidente, and then obviously Modelo is like the new Corona. That's really taken over the market. I remember when Modelo was like the cheapest.
Oh, you're getting all F&B on us.
Stop me, man. Stop me.
Food and beverage.
Food and beverage.
9:22 with the morning reboot on Q105. More to come. Remember, text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get today's podcast.
Yeah. Q105 wants to send you.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. Des Moines Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Final couple of minutes of the show. Floyd's out today. Ashley's been sitting in. Her coworker John has been with us. The second time this week I'm going to this dude because he's really funny for most liked tweet. Network, but the E is a 3, at network. The amount of blank S word, the amount of S word talked about the one Android person who always ruins the group chat is honestly staggering.
That's so true. I don't tweet or Twitter, so I don't.
You don't have to. Thanks for hanging out today.
You're very welcome.
So, 4 hours later, have you given any more thought to how you'll navigate, this weekend?
I might just stay home. I'm just kidding. No, I think.
Is the work stuff going to hold you at home?
Yeah, I think so. I have a lot of stuff to do next week, so.
You do plenty of weekday and even weekend drinking that you're well ahead of everybody for the Old West End Festival.
So true.
Yeah, you've got plenty in the reservoir.
I got everyone that's already going to the West End. Right. By 7 o'clock for them Saturday night, I beat them on Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There would need to be Old West End Festival week for people to catch up to you.
Yeah. 2 bottles in by Tuesday morning.
What's the wine place called?
Taste Wine Bar on Central. I want to go there.
You know what they need?
What?
Rosé. And an influencer wall.
Ooh.
Something with butterfly wings.
I think they do have rosé.
Or a swing.
Yeah.
They definitely need a swing mural.
A swing?
Swing mural.
And if you're a dude and you go in there without facial hair, you're out.
You're out. I think they want everyone to come there. So it looks good. I want to go there.
9:38. Floyd was at a late night last night with a performance in Ann Arbor. Philly T Friday couldn't happen today. Maybe the Hockey Bros coordinated to take off.
Maybe so that they
could be at the game tonight. There's so much going on this weekend. Hens and Hounds at the ballpark tonight. I think the last couple of years it's happened. It's been in the 90s. Ugh. When those happen, it's Harry Potter weekend at the ballpark. The ballpark is open for a baseball game tonight and tomorrow. So Hensville will have the watch parties for the walleye tonight, 7:35 tonight. And tomorrow they're down 2-1 in the series. Old West End Festival, Latino Festival, or Latino Fest, Maple in Maine, which we mentioned it yesterday. They're doing dollar donations. Apparently the guy that created Paint by Number was from here.
Oh.
And there's a big paint by number that you can do tomorrow out there or over the weekend at Maple in Maine.
Very cool.
And the ProMedica Museum of Natural History opens up. It's opening right now over at the zoo. When's the last time you took the family to the zoo?
The last time I carried Parker over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
When was that?
Either Lights Before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, she screamed. It was awful.
John is a coworker of Ashley's, and he is a fellow Philadelphian.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for hanging out. What did you think of all this?
I loved it. You know, this is, what a birthday present.
Yeah, you know? Happy birthday.
I got to plug my own birthday, but yeah, it was. I'll tell you what, this is the tops, man. Tops in Toledo, Eric Chase.
Yeah, no, it depends. It depends who you ask.
Yeah.
And if you ask somebody who doesn't say yes, let me know, I'll find them.
He's the true number one bachelor.
That's what I would say. Hashtag tops in Toledo.
I like that people kind of pick that apart. Like, if you're so number one, why are you the bachelor? Like, I like the philosophical takes on him.
Yeah.
Which, where do you think you'd be on that list?
In Toledo, probably 29.
29? I think it's a good start.
Right that middle back, right?
You work hard enough, you go to the right downtown, you hang out at home slice enough, you'll be at the top 10 before you know it.
Always really appreciated, 20, maybe 15. Let's go 15.
You are very likely one of the only few single men living in a hotel here.
That's true.
You probably have the shortest commute to work.
I do. It's three floors down.
It's an elevator.
Yeah. I'm still 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
I can't really figure that out. I'm having trouble dry cleaning.
You haven't been to any of the big stuff that people have suggested you go to, like the art museum or the zoo, right?
I have not. I ventured, obviously, to a walleye game, and then I've been to a Mud Hens game already. But I haven't been to the art museum. I'm looking forward to going because I love that.
The art museum is great. I always say to people, if somebody just showed up here and I blindfolded them and dropped them in that museum, you wouldn't know if it was Toledo or Paris. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
It is really good.
And the zoo is expansive, and they always have something going on. There's always a new exhibit that they're working on, and they invest a lot into it. That's another one of those things where we make it on lists for publications, and it's deserving of the best in the state or one of the best in the country.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait to check it out.
What have you told John to go to? John's
nothing.
Corner Bar?
No, I don't know.
I have not been there.
JKB?
You won't.
I've been to the Dirty Bird.
I like the Dirty Bird. The Dirty Bird's good.
Good entertainment. Yeah.
Everywhere downtown is fine.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I like Manhattan's.
Yeah.
Good patio. Good people.
because it's uptown. All good people.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. 9:42. Floyd will be back on Monday. 5:45 till 10 on Monday. We'll be here then on Q105. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.
Yeah. Q105.